Now time for locker room chatter, joined by Frankfurt Girls and basketball coach Brian Ebert after a pair of victories from this past week. Coach, we'll start things off with last week's win over Troy on the road, 61-31. Your thoughts on that one?
Well, I thought our girls came ready to play from the beginning, shot the ball well, about 43% from the field. So, you know, when you hit eight threes, it really sets a tone and gets your team confident right from the beginning. And, you know, I thought throughout the whole game we were very confident in shooting the ball. Defensively, we tried to slow them down the best we could. Only allowing 31 points, that's a pretty good thing for no matter who you're playing. And that's the goal for us, is to try to hold people under 40. So, you know, I think it was a good performance. It's hard to win at Troy. It's hard to play well there for some reason. But our girls stepped up, and I thought Sydney Wolf had a really good game. So.
Yeah, so you go from trying to hold a team under 40 in that game, and then you hold Onega to 20 in your win on Tuesday. Quite the defensive performance there.
Yeah, I thought our defense was solid. First quarter, offensively, we just struggled. When you only score 2 points in 8 minutes, it's not something that, you know, is real appealing. I think I got into maybe our head mentally, and we just kind of struggled, but we turned things around a little bit. We were able to hit some shots, ended up making 4 threes. So I think anytime you see the ball go in from the outside, it definitely makes you a little more confident. And defensively, it was, you know, that's probably why we won the game, I would say, is because we just played well defensively and held them to 20.
Now you guys take on a Washington County team that has been a little up and down this season, but an opportunity for you guys to bolster your overall record and get ready for Substate. Your thoughts on this game coming up?
Well, the first time we played them in league tournament, they beat us. We didn't have Sydney Wop, and I feel like she helps us in the post, and she's able to step out and hit a three. So I think, you know, having her back has built our confidence. But yet again, it's a team that beat us, so we gotta be ready to play, and we can't take them for granted because, you know, they will do that again if we allow it. So hopefully our girls understand that, you know, this is an important game, not just for Substate, not just for league standings, but just overall morale and confidence. So hopefully we're ready to play on Friday and we can come out with a victory.
And, Coach, you talked about Sydney being out. Do you think the rest of the team that was playing that did witness the loss will come out really hungry for this one?
Well, that's definitely something that I put in their brains, that, you know, you need to be ready to play. You need to have that hunger because you kind of got showed up, you know, in league tournaments. So hopefully they understand that, hey, we didn't play well. We shot, I think, from the game like 16%. So hopefully they're not necessarily embarrassed, but a little just kicked off about how our performance was. So hopefully they come ready to play.
Absolutely. We'll have that game right here on KMZA, so be sure to stay tuned for that, Coach. Best of luck on Friday. Thanks so much for dropping by.
All right. Thank you.
That was Frankfurt Girls and Basketball Coach Brian Ebert here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt.